Just a week ago, we were listening of that Sunday of the resurrection, the story of Thomas and how he was not there with the community the first time that Jesus came. Today we have another account of Jesus, the risen Lord, his appearance to the disciples on that Sunday. But today's gospel is from Luke, not from John. John was the one who told the story of Thomas. And each of the gospels, they will tell different, well, the same story, but told from different ways. And here, you know, it begins talking about the two disciples recounted to those reunited. It's the evening of that Sunday, which was still much confusion, as we can hear from the gospel, in the disciples' minds, in their hearts. And those two disciples were the two who had given up on everything. They had seen what had happened to Jesus, the crucifixion, and he said, well, that's it. You know, we don't want to follow him anymore. And they were going away, and Jesus walked with them for 11-mile about journey. And they didn't recognize him. Only when they invited him to come with them to their village of Emmaus, and there, at the breaking of the bread, they recognized that it was Jesus who walked with them the whole day. Immediately, they went back to Jerusalem. It's there where our gospel today started, when they came to Jerusalem, and they reported, they recounted how they had found Jesus, because once they recognized Jesus at the breaking of the bread, Jesus disappeared from their sight. And here they come when Jesus appears to all of them, united in Jerusalem, fearful most probably. You know, they were afraid that they would come for them. But what you can see here is the importance of that encounter. The importance that once they had met, you know, the risen Lord, us, we have in the Gospels, the passages when they were people who would come closer to Jesus, so many of them, you know, Zacchaeus, the one who was in Jericho, he was short and he went up a tree, climbed a tree to see Jesus when he was passing by, and Jesus said, I want to stay in your place today. The Samaritan woman who came, you know, at midday to fetch water in the well, and there was Jesus, and they talked. The woman who was caught in adultery, and they brought her, they wanted to stone her, and she met Jesus. And Jesus did not condemn her, just told her, go and sin no more. And time and again, we can say how many of those were written in the Gospels that we can see, those who had an encounter with the Lord. Now, the risen Lord, there was a time for the disciples. They needed that encounter as well. They needed to see and to know that they were not seeing a ghost. You know how many times Jesus said twice here, you're not seeing a ghost. Touch me. Remember, I mentioned Thomas of last week, because Thomas said exactly that. If I don't touch him, if I don't touch the marks of the nails in his side and his hands, I will not believe. That's what he said. And here is Jesus telling all of them, touch me. See, you know, see my feet, my hands. Here he mentions the hands and the feet. You know, see my wounds. It's me. And then he asked, do we have something to eat? And I said, a ghost will not ask for fish to eat. So they have that encounter with the Lord. And that's, I think, what has changed the lives of so many people and continue to change is when there is that moment of an encounter. If we keep our faith just in our minds, what we have learned, what we have to memorize, what we have to, you know, we read and the knowledge of it, all about it, it's one thing. But that does not mean there is conversion there. It's when it comes to the heart. It is when it comes that there is a meeting with the Lord, when we encounter the Lord. That's when faith will make sense in our lives. Those of you who are, you know, married, doesn't matter if a few years or many years, or those, you know, who met some friends in our lives. And there are some friends, they are friends for life. And there is a moment, you know, that you had that encounter. I guess most of you could tell, you know, what was it in that encounter. And then came the knowledge of each other. As friendship grows, as the more we know one friend, we know another. So the same thing with our faith. You know, the disciples of Emmaus, that's, you know, the passage is just before what we heard today. They spent Jesus explaining the scriptures the whole day, and they were perhaps understanding in their minds. But it was when the breaking of the bread, meaning when that word came finally to their hearts, they were able to recognize, and they would say, was not our hearts, you know, aflame, you know, like burning when we heard his words. The same thing with us. Have we encountered the Lord? Is our faith a faith that will connect us, not with an idea? And in the world today, there's so much, you know, they talk about that, you know, the knowledge, which is important, but sometimes it gets to just to the level of intellectual. If I know this, if I can prove that, and this and this. Faith and science are not the opposite. They do not contradict each other. But we have to ask the right questions. They are not the same. Faith has a way of seeing that goes beyond what our eyes can see. Faith will see with the eyes of the heart. And that's why, in that sense, Jesus brings peace to his disciples. In that sense, he's saying, you know, I'm bringing the forgiveness of sins. Those are things that we cannot see with these eyes, but we can live in our hearts once we meet, once we encounter the Lord. How can we do that today? I believe the sacraments, the treasure, greatest treasure of the church is, you know, the sacraments. That is a sign, a visible sign that will represent something invisible. The sacrament of, you know, the Eucharist, the communion that we receive, that it is an encounter, the greatest one, saying the Lord is alive, he's here. I'm connecting myself to a person, not an idea out there. The sacrament of reconciliation, it's the moment that I can feel, that is the Lord greeting me as he greeted his disciples, peace be with you. That I know that peace will remain because the Lord wants us close to him. And we heard that in the first reading and today's second reading, you know, that we are not perfect, we sin. If we're not committed to his commandment, we are liars. You know, today's second reading was telling us. Yet, there's always that possibility of repentance, of forgiveness of sins, that we have to be preached to all nations. As we rejoice in the risen Lord, May we grow in friendship with him. May we be not afraid to approach him as we approach our best friend. May we not be not afraid when we pray to express what is there deep in our hearts. He will understand us. And may we have a good listening heart to welcome his words, to accept them, because they will be words of consolations, words of peace, but definitely words that will challenge each one of us to get out of what we could call our comfort zone, and then, as you would say, be witnesses of these things, as he's asking from his disciples. He's asking from each one of us to go into the world and show the world the peace that we can find, and only the risen Lord can grant each one of us.